Alan Peter is going to give his last presentation as a graduate student because he will be becoming a PhD officially on Friday. I think he postponed that so we could get the ASHS travel grant to come here. But Alan, take it away.
Thank you very much. As you've been told, my name is Alan. And it's very interesting that 6 years ago when I joined a school, this place is the place where I started my first conference and this place where I'm ending it. So I'm going to talk about modeling of what you use of bedding plants as a function of light interception. You find that in commercial greenhouses, irrigation is based on experience. At the same time, it's controlled by static timers. These kind of systems and irrigation regimes is not very precise. And there are chances of over-irrigation taking place. So irrigation based on models, if we can control and scale irrigations based on models, like plant water you use, we can be able to save water while at the same time save fertilizer and also be able to save on the cost of labor. And with that, we are sure that we can improve the profit margin of growers. Well, in our lab, previously in 2010, a student did a study to whereby he tried to approximate water use of hydrangea through application of DLI and plant age. In the first year, the model was able to approximate up to 98% of plant water you use. Well, in the next year, when he repeated the same study with the same cultivar and the same species of plant, the model ended up of approximating water you use by 64%. What happened in the following year was that plants were not able to grow. So the model was not able to capture the variability in plant growth, which also affect plant water you use. So in this model, we thought that we could improve it if we can find a way of capturing the variability in plant growth from one season to another or on a yearly basis. So we thought that if we can measure plant light interception, which also affect water you use, and light interception is affected by the plant canopy or the plant size, we can be able to better approximate plant water you use. So in this study, we try to quantify light interception of four bedding plants and also relate that with water use of these plants. So in this study, again, I grew four species of plants and I drip irrigated them using a sensor control irrigation system to get the distinct level of light interception. I shaded part of the experiment at three times a week, while others were left to grow at greenhouse ambient light. I collected light interception, and in this experiment, what I did, I used an equipment known as Acura LP 80. In this experiment, with this equipment, it has got a total of 80 probes, which kind of give an average of light interception within a range. So it is a very accurate instrument at measuring light in this experiment. So I measured light above the plants and below the canopy, and with that, I was able to calculate the percentage light interception. To calculate the daily light intercepted by the plants, I multiplied percentage light interception with the DLI. And I staggered the plants. You can see from on the picture on the left-hand corner, below the on the left-hand corner, in that picture, I kind of staggered the plants. So the instrument was simply inserted in between the canopy of the plants. So you find that over time, generally, what are you using increase over time in both in all the species. However, there was a big variability between species. Hydrangea, not hydrangea, I mean Agoratum and the Dianthus were intercepting less light as compared to Impatiens and Petunia. And in general, light interception increased over time as the plants got big. There was also a little variation in daily water use of these plants, depending on shade or sun. Plants which were grown under shade, they used a little bit less water. What happened was that was mainly due to the variability in the amount of light they intercepted. You can see here, light interception measured over time again, it increased with time as the plant grew bigger. And we also saw a clear variability in species light interception. And in this experiment, we found that Agoratum and the Dianthus, they intercepted less light as compared to Petunia and Impatiens. There was no difference between shade and light treatments. And in this experiment, when we calculated light interception, we found out that there was a variability, again, between the Dianthus and Agoratum. Impatiens and Petunia were able to intercept more light as compared to Agoratum and the Dianthus. And there was also a variability in between shade and light treatments, which was mainly due to the variability in DLI. And the up and down movements, the up and down patterns in the daily light interception was mainly due to the variability in DLI, because I calculated it from by multiplying percentage light interception with DLI. So when I fit a regression model for this across all species and across all plots, I realize that up to 75% of daily water use could be explained by daily light interception, and also the interaction of daily light interception with VPD. Even though it was significant, even though the interaction was significant, it explained a very minimal percentage of light interception in this study. Again, there was a variability between species in light interception in how best the model worked for the plants. You find that in both Agoratum and Dianthus, the model was able to explain 64% to 67% of daily water you use. However, if you look at Petunia and Impatiens, the model was able to explain up to 83% to 87% of the daily water use for these plants. So you find that we can group plants based on their growth habit, at the same time on how much water they use. So the variability here, actually, it was maybe from the variability in how best the equipment I used was able to approximate light interception in the four species of plants. You find that for the plants like Agoratum and the Dianthus, they had a very tight canopy with a creepy growth habit. So in this case, it was not easy to accurately approximate light interception, and that again affected how best the model was able to approximate daily what are you use in these plants. So we think that even though light interception can be a good model or a better model at approximating plant water you use, we think that there's a need for a better way of approximating daily water you use that can work for all plants regardless of their growth habit and also the canopy structure. And we think that there are some sensors which we are currently working on in our lab, which are like NDVI sensors that are optical, and they simply can somehow take the image of the canopy. And with that, we can be able to more accurately approximate the plant canopy, at the same time be able to correlate that with daily weather you use. So that's something which you can look up to in the future to see the results. And there's a student who is working in a follow-up experiment to see if NDVI sensors can work better at approximating plant canopy, light interception at the same time, daily water you use. And with that, I'd like to thank our funding agencies and also like to take quick questions from you guys. The bottom reading, I did it by weaving just above the pots, yes, yeah. And I staggered them in a way that they were like, they were not completely linear, but they kind of had a space in between them. So I simply inserted the sensor in between the pots below the canopy.
Thank you.